Have you ever noticed how some people care about when something's first established? Restaurants, schools, companies, and sports teams love to reference the date they were established on shirts, hats, websites, and even on their buildings. For example, the first building I walk past when I go to school every morning, King's Academy, has a sign on it that says it was established in 1970. My favorite baseball team, the New York Yankees, I have a shirt in my closet that says the team was founded in 1903. At Okeechobee Steakhouse, the waiters there always like to claim that Okeechobee Steakhouse is the oldest steakhouse in the state of Florida. I don't really know if it is the oldest steakhouse, but I don't really care because on my birthday they give me a free steak. This summer, I went to Paris with my family, and we visited Notre Dame. It was founded in the 12th century and is one of the oldest church buildings in the world. But the Bible tells us that God's one church was established over 2,000 years ago. Open your Bibles to Acts 2, verses 41 and 47. It reads, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Today I want to share with you how we know that the Lord's one church was established over 2,000 years ago. So first notice with me that God always intended to have one church. When the Old Testament prophets foretold the coming of the church, it was always singular. The one church was prophesied to start in Jerusalem. That can be found in Isaiah 2, verse 2, Micah 4, verse 2, Joel 2, verse 32, and Zechariah 1, verse 16. The one church was prophesied to include people from all nations, Isaiah 2, verse 2. The one church was prophesied to begin during the days of the Romans, Daniel 2, verse 44. And the one church was prophesied to be established in the latter days, Isaiah 2, verse 2, Micah 4, verse 1, and Joel 2, verses 28 to 32. And every single one of these prophecies came to be true. Look with me in Acts. So in Acts 1, verse 4 and 2, verse 5, the apostles and Jews are in Jerusalem to observe the day of Pentecost, just like the Old Testament predicted. In Acts 2, verse 5, and verses 9 through 11, we observe the people from every nation were there, just like the Old Testament predicted. This event occurs shortly after Jesus' death and resurrection at the hands of the Romans, just like the Old Testament predicted. In his address to the crowd, Peter confirms they are in the last days prophesied by Joel, just like the Old Testament predicted. Turn your Bibles to Acts 2, verses 16 to 21. It reads, "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." God always intended to have one church. But also notice with me how Jesus came to earth to establish the church. When Jesus came down to live on this earth, he promised, "I will build my church," Matthew 16, verse 18. Even though Jesus was the son of a carpenter, He was not on earth to build a church like the church building in Notre Dame in Paris. Jesus came to earth to purchase the church with his own blood, which can be found in Acts 20, verse 28. Knowing this, Jesus, right before he had ascended to heaven, gave the apostles some instructions. In Acts 1, verse 4, Jesus commanded them not to depart Jerusalem. And in that same verse, he commanded them to wait for the promise of the Father. Later in verse 8, Jesus told them once they received the Holy Spirit, or the promise of the Father, they would teach first in Jerusalem. In Acts 2, all of Jesus' predictions occurred. Staying in Acts 2, look at verses 1 through 4. It states, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So Jesus came on earth to purchase the church. Finally, we should also recognize the church was established when the people in Jerusalem obeyed the gospel. So after Peter and the other apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, as Jesus predicted, they began to address the crowd in Acts 2, verse 14. Peter explained in verse 23 that Jesus had been crucified and put to death. Verse 24, Jesus had been resurrected by God. Verse 30, Jesus was the Christ or the Messiah. And verse 36, that they crucified him. And on realizing they killed the Messiah, they were, quote, cut to the heart. And they asked Peter and the apostles what they should do in verse 37. In verse 38, this is what Peter responds: "Repent and be baptized." 3,000 people were baptized on the first day and added to the church. And further along, in verse 47, we can find that more were added to the church each day. So, in closing, after studying these scriptures, this is what we know. God always intended to have one church. Jesus came to earth to purchase the one church. And the church was established 2,000 years ago, when people obeyed the gospel. That one church still exists today, and we can be a part of it if we follow the example in Acts 2.